You are now listening to the Black Girl Nerds Podcast.
Five, six, seven, eight. Holla, boys and girls, it's the BGN. Coming from the Marvel world to the DC friends. All the way from Hollywood to the PCN. She defends everyone from sleazy men. Won't apologize for spitting Shonda Rhimes. The space that we make is never colonized. Talking games and movies and actors.
Word? Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Black Girl Nerds Podcast. My name is Jamie and I am your host. Please forgive me, I am trying to get over a cold this week, so I might sound just a little bit nasally on this recording. But if you are tuning in and you happen to be a fan of the Netflix animated series Arcane, boy, we've got a show for you, because we have the series co-creator Christian Link on to talk about the new upcoming, highly anticipated series that is just around the corner. Christian Link is the head of animation studio at Riot Games, where he fuels animation development with the company's Emmy-winning Netflix series Arcane and beyond. Link co-created Arcane, which marked Riot's first animated series, with Alex Yi, and currently serves as its showrunner. He's also part of the League of Legends team that originally created Vi and Jinx, the beloved League champions who are the protagonists of Arcane. The show's second season will debut in November 2024. So if you are a fan of Arcane, if you're a fan of League of Legends, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Black Girl Nerds Podcast featuring co-creator and showrunner Christian Link of Arcane.
It's my pleasure.
And thank you for taking the time to speak to Black Girl Nerds. I really am inspired by the work that you do. I'm a big fan. I'm a huge League of Legends player. I actually play League of Legends daily. To the point where it's probably a habit of mine that has become a little toxic because it takes up a lot of my time.
Mm-hmm. We all know
but
it.
But I love it. I love the game. I love the universe. And I love Arcane. It's such an incredible series. And, you know, the game of League of Legends is by far one of the most popular games of all time, I would say, arguably. Mm-hmm. But knowing that fact, did you ever expect season one of Arcane to be so critically well received by both critics and fans, respectively?
Well, it was a very daunting task because you approach a project like this, and like you said, you know, you're not working on some indie game at that point, you're working on a big game, and you know, you're kind of not allowed to fail, which is really scary. We all know what happened to some of these adaptations of big games that didn't go so well, and then it really damages the IP to a certain degree. So it was scary as shit. That said, I mean, look, we were very lucky that we were given the time an opportunity to really go deep and really just focus on quality, you know, and get to a point where we feel like we're happy with the product. You're never really sure. I think we always knew that, like, hey, I think we made something good here. But whether or not it kind of reaches that, you know, I don't know, the top few percent of the super critical opinions or not, you never know, you know. I think all we had was hope. You know, it was delightful to see how embraced it was.
Well, I'm glad that you guys nailed it, because game video adaptations to, you know, on screen it's no easy feat. And we've seen how that's happened with other games, and some properties have not been so lucky. So congratulations to you guys on what you've done with Arcane. Unfortunately, this is the last season. We won't get any more of Arcane past this season too. And would it be safe to say, with ending this season, is it going to wrap up everything for all of our characters? Or will it leave an open opportunity for any kind of spin-off series? sort of a thread of things to come in the future.
Some characters will have their stories wrapped up in Arcane. Others, not so much. There definitely is the desire and also the work being done to, you know, take certain characters further. You know, it's always been the plan to really see Arcane as like the first step in our storytelling and grow from there, you know, like there's so many characters in our IP. I mean, as you know, like 160, whatever it is now, champions in the league, and so many of them are so compelling and can, you know, carry their own stories. And so definitely Arcane is the first step.
Indeed. Well, I really hope to see more of this universe because, like I said, I'm a fan. I play this game all the time. Jinx and Vi's relationship, I love their relationship and what the dynamic that you guys have created in this series. And in season one, it becomes a very fractured relationship. Yeah. So will we see any sort of reconciliation between the two in their journey in season two, or will it prove to be even more difficult between these two sisters?
Ooh, what do I say here without spoilers? Well, let's just say that some of the things that have happened between the two are impossible to just talk away. You know, I mean, this is something, the rift between them, and also, again, especially Jinx's actions stand between them, you know, like this towering I don't know, just this crime, you know, that is hard to forgive. But we definitely were really interested in exploring just how far we can, you know, we can push that relationship. And Vi having to look at Jinx as someone who from Piltover's side is a criminal, but from the Undercity side being somewhat of a hero and someone like who kind of stands up for the Undercity is really hard for Vi, because she used to be the one who is, you know, Vander's heir and protege and the one who fights for the Undercity, and suddenly she has to start to feel a bit like a traitor, if you will. You know, that's very difficult for Vi to look at and think about. And for Jinx also to see that Vi has, you know, joined forces with someone like Caitlyn. It's I think, look, that's the hard thing about siblings, right? Like, what's the line? Where do you draw the line that where they can't come back, you know, from a certain decision or action? It's hard to define, you know. There's not any black and white rules, but we've seen so many people stick with their siblings even when they've done some really messed up stuff. And there's people who abandon their siblings, you know, pretty easily. It kind of depends on, you know, how you look at it. So I guess I'm really just kind of saying, you know, you'll see. But it's definitely something that we wanted to push, you know, that fractured relationship and keeping that hope somehow alive, that maybe somehow there can be some sort of closure, and that may be in a good or in a bad way, right?
Indeed. You know, given that this is the final season, I also imagine that you guys plan to raise the stakes with these characters. And you mentioned that some of these characters' journeys that, you know, we'll probably see in future universes to come, and some we won't. So is it safe to say that possibly that there are some characters where we won't, but they may meet a tragic end in this final season, that there may be a Game of Thrones situation happening with some of these characters?
Yes, that is indeed possible. Yeah, you know, I don't want to say too much about it, but well, you know, I mean, that's the point. It's we definitely always wanted our world and stories to feel like they have consequences, and death is the most severe consequence. So yeah, that's part of our storytelling.
Indeed. New characters. I feel like we've seen some new characters pop up. I think I spotted Warwick. Is that accurate? In the teaser trailer? Maybe?
That is being assumed.
That's being assumed. Urgot is also being assumed. Can you confirm at least that there will be some new yes. characters, new mm-hmm. champions.
I mean, definitely new champions. I mean, I'm also super excited about, you know, I don't know if you've been following, it's the first time that we're taking a character from you know, something like Arcane, and we put, you know, we're putting Ambessa in the game. She's currently on PBE, and it's really fun to see the first reactions from the League players, which we've never done this before. You know, usually we always take a character from the game into, you know, a cinematic or something like Arcane. Now it's the first time where it's like, hey, she actually inspired, you know, a game character, which I'm so excited about. And the reactions so far are really fun. She seems considered rather OP currently. I'm sure that will get addressed or looked at, but it's really fun.
I'm excited because, like, right now, the universes that we're in is Piltover and Zaun, but yeah. I'd love to see, you know, maybe a singing cameo from Seraphine and maybe seeing Twitch show up. Mm-hmm. But will we see other universes pop up too? Because it's a pretty big landscape.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure. Well, I mean, there is, you know, through Ambessa and the backstory, you know, that she has also of the Medarda family and her interest, you know, in the story. I mean, we've also shown in the trailers, there's going to be a Noxian presence that's just much more amped up, you know, from what we've seen in season one, which was really exciting to us. I mean, the world is starting to take notice of this incredible invention called Hextech and Piltover that indeed can be weaponized.
Last question, who is your favorite League of Legends character and why?
That has changed over the last 14 years. Right now it is Heimerdinger, because if you end up killing someone in game with Heimerdinger, it is the most degrading feeling there is to imagine, when this little wobbly character, you know, just like prances across your screen with his little curly, with his little curls, you know, bobbing up and down. I just think it's so funny to play against people with Heimerdinger. That's my favorite right now.
Indeed, a wide choice. Yes. The fact that he uses turrets too, I just feel like he's a cheesing kind of character, but
yes,
he's a great one. Well, Christian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to Black Girl Nerds. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I can't wait for season two of Arcane. I know we're all going to be talking about it, and congratulations to you and your team and what you've done with the series.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
The Black Girl Nerds podcast is produced by Jamie Broadnax. The opening theme song to our show is written and performed by Samus. Various instrumentals are performed by Samus, Sky Blue, and Shubzilla. You can find various episodes of the Black Girl Nerds podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audioboom, Google Play Music, and Spotify.